Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of creating a positive organizational culture. The online company Zappos has been in the news recently because of its decision to give bonuses to employees who elect to leave the online retailer. Zappos' rationale? They only want people who are fully on board with their new employee-driven approach to management. Everyone else is free to go. In fact, they encourage it. Regardless of what you think of employee-driven management, creating a positive culture can yield huge dividends. One of our clients, a financial services company, promised their employees stock options if they embraced a new results-based compensation scheme. Almost everyone opted in. Those who didn't soon recognized they were not part of the culture and left the company. So how do you build a positive organizational culture? Where do you start? What are the techniques you can use? At our firm, we always start with the idea of core values driving culture. Core values and underlying behaviors as the bedrock foundation for creating a company culture. Cultures with well-defined behaviors that are expected of each employee will always outperform those in which those standards of behavior are not clear. We're not talking about using these standards of behavior punitively, but instead to use them positively, to recognize and reward people who demonstrate them by additional compensation, through promotions, and of course in the recruiting process to make sure that those people who can demonstrate those behaviors or who have demonstrated them in the past are given a chance to take part in the company's culture. Once you've got a bedrock sense of the organization's values and its underlying behaviors to support them, you need to make sure everybody's on board. So that's where it's important to give people a sound rationale for change. Help everybody understand why a change in their behavior will fuel better overall results. For example, if you want to create an impressive reputation for customer service, it's important to help people understand why that will pay off in terms of better sales, higher customer satisfaction, lower levels of customer churn, and overall referrals. That was Nordstrom's secret in the building up of its retail operation. It's been the secret for many, many retailers, and it can continue to work for almost any company that chooses to make customer satisfaction one of the bedrock core values of its culture. As you think about building a culture of core values and underlying behaviors, it's important to be values-driven in the way in which you approach continuous improvement. So that means you need to assess how well you're doing and create forums for honest discussions with employees about how well the values are being demonstrated and how employees can improve. So in many of our clients, for example, we conduct annual surveys of the core values and behaviors, asking employees and customers and others close to the company to assess how well the company is doing and then focus on how to improve those areas where the survey results reveal that the company is not doing so well. General Electric, for example, built an impressive culture of change based on this idea of honest discussions and transformative forums with employee feedback. Give employees the opportunity to express their hesitations and fears and be prepared to explain exactly how culture can drive developments within the company. Keep the communication flowing and keep communicating your vision of why it's important to be a values-driven company. When you do so, people are more willing to put aside their petty grievances in order to achieve something important. Tesla, by focusing on being environmentally responsible, Apple, by being focused on people-centered computing, these are the companies that have demonstrated that values can truly drive terrific performance.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.